Dear participants, thank you for standing by. Welcome to DSM's conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Lieke de Jong. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to this conference call on DSM's first half 2018 results, which we published earlier this morning. Sitting with me here are both Mr. Feike Sijbesma, CSO and Chairman of the Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, CFO and Member of the Managing Board. They will elaborate on the results, and after that, are available to answer your questions. We have 30 minutes this morning, so until 8:30, and as a reminder, today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements. In that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. I'd now like to hand the call over to Feike and Geraldine. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you, Lieke, and thank you all for calling in this morning. I will keep it brief and to allow you as much as possible time for questions. Again, a very strong quarter for DSM, the second quarter, and with that, we conclude a very strong first half year for DSM in 2018. Before I go into the details of the results and the figures, I would like to point out that we, for transparency reasons, have again, in this second quarter, separated from our underlying business growth, where we focus on the temporarily higher vitamin prices and the effect of that, and that is due to an exceptional supply disruption in the industry. We split and we reported that special effect separately, and we focus further on the performance of our underlying business and also in our press release. That special effect was, for the first half year, in total, 275 million, 110 in the second quarter. Now, if you look then to the underlying business growth, where we focus on, because that is really what is continuing, then we have seen some 10% growth in the first half year across all our businesses, which is, I think, very strong. The profit, the adjusted EBITDA, went up 7%, despite the significant headwind. If you correct for that, it is close, I think, to 14%, so clearly double-digit growth, and I call that very strong again across all our business. Due to that, also, our return on capital employed, our ROCE, increased with more than 150 basis points to 13.8. And during the quarter, we also further monetized some of our non-core activities in our DSM-Sinochem Pharmaceuticals, which we divested and exits from Vibrant, resulting in the second half year, about 475 million cash in. We also announced already that we will increase our dividend, and that includes our interim dividend, which will be due this August, with 25%. That expresses, I think, our confidence in the future, and confidence in our strategy update, which we gave last month, and the focus of DSM in the future as a company in nutrition, health, sustainable living, as we call it, purpose-led, performance-driven, and growing organically via innovations and also acquisitions. Nutrition, indeed, also strong growth, 10% in sales growth in the first half, 6 by volumes, 4 by prices, and I mean the prices outside the special vitamin effect, and of course, the headwind in currencies, but nevertheless, corrected for that, a clear, strong EBITDA increase of about 7% and even more, once again, corrected for headwinds in the currencies. Margins also strong, close to 20%, almost a step up of 1% compared with last year. Materials, again, also strong growth in the first half year of 9%, both volumes and positive price effect, which we pass on the increased raw material prices, and the EBITDA up 8% in the first half year, Again, also some currency effects, but nevertheless, a strong growth. And also there, the margin in itself up to 17.5% from just below 17 last year. So I see good progress in the second quarter, in the first half year, across all our businesses in DSM. And we look in that indeed with full confidence to the second half year as well. We reconfirm, therefore, also our outlook with a profit of towards 25% increase. And we are building further on our strategy as updated last month. And with that, I would like to open up the floor for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, as said, we will start the question and answer session now. If you have a question or remark, please press star 1. Star 1 for your question or remark. Go ahead, please.
Your queue is long, operator, for the questions?
Not that, sir. at the moment, I have... there's a question coming from Ms. Ellen Proper, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, all. I was just wondering, because the vitamin benefit came from disruptions in the industry, and I think that was because of the plant from BASF that was temporarily out of business. And as you said, the benefit would be... will disappear in the second half of this year. Does that mean that the factory from BASF is running again and that we don't have to expect anything, any more benefit for DSM from this?
Yeah, basically you're right in everything you said. It is due to outage of some of our competitors, and I think you mentioned the right one, and that was in the first half year. They started up at the end of the second quarter, and therefore, basically, we don't see any further windfall benefit from that in the second half year. And the effect in the total in the first half year was 275 million. What we did deliberately is to separate that in our reporting, to show the 275 million separately, because indeed, like you say, that will disappear. And then we look to the performance of our underlying business. And again, with 10% growth in sales and 7% in EBITDA, despite the currency headwind, I think that is underlying, outside this effect, a very strong growth.
And do you think you will have any more long-term benefits from this in terms of maybe because you have maybe approached new clients because of the fallout from the competitors' plant?
Yeah, you never know what is the further effect of that, but I'm not speculating on that one. And to be honest, I mean, if we correct for this effect already for quite some quarters in a row, we show very strong growth, clearly above the markets we operate in. You need to realize our markets are growing with 2%, 3% as average. And we have been growing clearly above 5%, this first half year even 10%, across all our businesses, including also in the nutrition business. So basically, I think we do already pretty well and with a pretty strong growth, if I'm honest.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Bert van Dijk, Financiële Dagblad. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I've got a question about the trade war that's been talked about, and I was just wondering if DSM has any products or product groups that are vulnerable to the current talk about trade war or tariffs at all, or whether, and that's I think visible in the report, the Forex effects are bigger than the trade war effects. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, on the trade war, I mean, the business conditions for all our businesses in materials and nutrition are very good and were very good in the second quarter, first half year, and I expect them to remain good in the second half year and the period to come. So the trade war has hardly any effect on our business because our products do not fall under the trade war items. Of course, DSM is not immune and not operating in isolation. I mean, exchange rate, trade wars, strikes in Brazil, like we have seen, I mean, all those elements can always influence our business. But so far, we can all deal with that very well, with the exchange rate and Brazil and et cetera. But of course, I want to say we are not immune, but I look with full confidence. And I don't know, Geraldine, whether you can say something more about the impact of the currencies.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you saw in our report, huh? We've had a relatively stiff headwind in terms of foreign exchange differences in this first half, which, by the way, will be predominantly the first half this year. In the second half, there you have a much more comparable exchange rate last year versus this year. Now, we have a whole bunch of currencies that we operate in. The ones that tend to have a bigger impact are the U.S. dollar, the Brazilian real. They're the two that have been headwinds. It was a little bit offset by the Swiss franc, which is more of a cost currency for us. You know, and sometimes we do see an impact of the Chinese renminbi, for example, and the rest sort of comes and blends it all. Now, with a company of our size, of course, when you do have big movements in foreign exchange, it's unavoidable that this has a net impact on us. And if you have a look at our earnings for the period, what you see is that we had a 7% earnings growth, so EBITDA growth. But if I correct for the about 50 million FX headwind, on a comparable basis, it would have been 14%, which actually is a better indicator of the underlying business developments, because a lot of that foreign exchange is actually translation as much as transactional. So yeah, for a size, a company of our size, foreign exchange can have a material impact from time to time.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Marnix Heiboer. Ante, go ahead, please.
Hi, I was also wondering about the trade war effect. As for the escalating trade war in also with China, does that have any influence on your, will that have any future influence on your results?
The what in China, sorry, Dirk?
The escalating trade war between the U.S. and China.
Listen, I mean, if we look to the three main markets where we operate in, that is in animal nutrition, that is in human nutrition and food, and that is in high-performance materials for sustainable applications and health, etc. The business conditions in all three main segments are basically very good, and you see that in our underlying sales growth of 10%. That is very, very strong, clearly above even the markets we operate in. And we look with confidence to the second half year and to the next years. And our products so far do not fall under those trade wars. It can always change, but that makes no sense to speculate on that. I see no indications that we would fall under those trade wars. So far, so good. The trade wars in itself, I think, are a little bit of a reaction on the sentiment in some countries, whether the globalization, which most people in the world have benefited in their prosperity from globalization, but maybe not all people in all countries. And I think that is a fair statement, and we need to try as governments, as companies, to make the benefits in prosperity of the globalization more inclusive to all. My personal opinion that the answer is not to put import barriers and to defend yourself behind the dikes or whatever you can do. I think that is not the long-term answer. The long-term answer is to make globalization benefits more inclusive. And I think at the end of the day, that will, with all the temporary ripples which are there, will be the outcome, like it's already for decades. Of course, temporarily, there can be all kind of effects, but so far, not in our businesses.
The next question comes from Mr. Andrew Noel. Bloomberg, go ahead, please.
Good morning, Frank and Jonathan, everyone. How are you?
Andrew, we're not hearing you at all.
Ah.
Can you hear again, Andrew?
Can you hear now?
Yeah, give it a try.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. I've got four really soft ones, actually. The first one is, you know, when we read about Nestlé's earnings, and there's so much talk about Nestlé, Unilever, and those guys, there's so much talk about their health portfolio. Is this a real opportunity for you? Because they're quite aggressive. They're doing M&A, and they're really expanding their health business. So is this a real step up, a real change in the market for you? That's the first question, which I hope you heard. The second is on again, another really good growth market. I'm just not that familiar with that side of your business. If you could talk a bit about prospects.
Sorry, Andrew,
there.
Andrew, sorry to interrupt you, but it's really, we're missing one word out of two.
The first question we got
fully. The second question
we missed.
Relates to, continue, Andrew. We were fine.
Pet care.
Yeah, continue.
Yeah, did you hear that right?
Continue. Go ahead, Andrew.
Okay. I mean, I'll be brief. It's Peck, that's the second question. And the third, they announced their fully owned Verbund in China. And I wondered if, you know, you had any plans to have your fully owned sites, how important that would be for.
Sorry, Andrew, this is Lika. We're not hearing you. I don't know if going to a corner of the office or close to the window would help.
Yeah. Hang on a second. I'm really sorry. Is that any better at all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Morning, Andrew.
The first question we had about the health of the big food producers, we got that. And the second question, can you start there again, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm just standing in the middle of my garden now.
I love it. It's much better.
Continue to do that.
Okay, the second one was about pet care. If you could comment a little bit about that market, because it seems, and I'm not so familiar with that side of your business. The third was about BSF announcing that they're fully owned, 100% owned Verbund in China, and whether having your own fully owned site in China would be of interest, or is this a real game changer for you that you can, if you built another plant in China, you could do it alone? And the fourth one was, I've forgotten. You're off the hook.
It's okay. Okay. No, thank you. Thank you for your questions, Andrew. First of all, indeed, if we look to the food market, then we see that food companies do not only want to provide delicious food with the right taste and the right texture and the right color, etc., and not only with the right calorie intakes or carbohydrates, even with less, but especially nutritious food, which helps us, and healthy food. And we see that as a clear trend. And indeed, like you mentioned correctly, even also the big food manufacturers are also looking more and more to those health trends. And DSM, in his whole positioning of food ingredients, focus much more on the healthy food ingredients than just providing food with whatever elements. And therefore, I think you're totally right. I think we benefit quite a bit from that trend. Of course, that trend is linked to consumer trends as well. Food consumer trends are always a little bit slow because people don't wake up the next morning and change their habits completely compared with the day before. There's always some resistance in changing your eating habits. But we see a clear trend, and we benefit from that. The second question about pet care, indeed, it's a very interesting market. It's a little bit different by geography. Especially in the U.S., people spend, to say it like that, a lot of money on their pets. And we, building up your question of healthy nutritional ingredients, we see sometimes that in pet care products in the US, the most expensive healthy ingredients are being used, and people want to provide that to their pets, and we like that because the pets need to be healthy as well. So indeed, that is a clear trend, and most pet care companies are also doing very, very well. Your third question on BASF, indeed, BASF has this approach of 100% Verbund, 100% owned, and all those businesses connected in China, like they do in Ludwigshafen as well. And you said, would DSM in the future look also to 100% owned facilities? We have about 25-30 facilities in China. Some of those are in a joint ownership and a joint venture, but many of those already today are 100% owned by DSM. Not all people know that, saying that we work mainly via joint ventures in China. Basically, that's not true. Many of the facilities already today are 100% owned by DSM. And indeed, like you say, we also look to see how we can concentrate some of our manufacturing facilities more on locations where we are already in than spreading it around in the whole country, one here, one there, etc. For some businesses, we deliberately look to spreading around in the country. If we look to our premix facilities, which we want to have close to the customers, close to the farms, we deliberately spread that around the country. Some more products which we can manufacture for the global market, like vitamin B6 in China, we produce at a big site with many, many other products, and have a little bit similar strategy, having several factories on one site, 100% owned by DSM, and having the benefit from the dilution of cost. So that's basically how we operate in China.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star 1. Star 1 for your question or remark. There seems to be no further questions.
Can we close the call? I'll take it up.
Yeah.
All right. There are no more questions. It's time to wrap things up. Feike, would you care to make some closing remarks?
Yeah, thanks all of you to call in this morning and during the holiday seasons. Not for us, by the way. but like I said in the beginning, I think this second quarter was again very strong in the whole first half year. Of course, benefit from this one-time vitamin effect, but that is, like was asked, only in this first half year and not so much continuing. So we need to look to the underlying sales growth of our businesses, and that was basically, without this vitamin effect, very, very strong, 10% in the first half year. And we expect all our businesses to continue to grow in the second half year and the years to come, even EBITDA growth. I mean, many talk about the foreign exchange headwind. Of course, we too, but even with a foreign exchange headwind, we showed the 7% EBITDA growth, and I call that pretty strong. We generate more cash with divestment of the non-core joint venture, so we can further do acquisitions in the future. Dividend increased 25%. Outlook reconfirmed. I think we are fully on track of delivering also on the strategy as we updated all of you a month ago. And we look with confidence to the future. And once again, thanks for your interest and time spent with us.
Thank you, Feike. Thank you all, and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude the DSM conference call. You may now disconnect your line. Have a nice day.